The next patient is Charles Barfield. The last name is Barfield. Year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. He has a functional right kidney. The left kidney has a stack horn calculus. The patient comes here for a follow-up. He's feeling well. He has lost 6 pounds of body weight. In the laboratory workup, we have the following results. Serum creatinine is up to 2.3 with an estimated GFR of 32. It's similar to the prior determination. We have to keep in mind that the patient is taking Kerendia, and the Kerendia along with the administration of ACE inhibitors could cause loss of autoregulation. The patient doesn't have any evidence of hyperkalemia. Most importantly, when we look at the protein creatinine ratio, it's down to 163, and he used to be 1,143. So, in other words, the patient is in a stable condition. The kidney function and the estimated GFR has decreased a little bit, and the proteinuria is corrected, period. Next number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. In the lipid profile, there is evidence of a normal cholesterol. However, the triglycerides are around 500. The source of triglycerides were discussed with the patient, and in view of alteration of the liver function test, we have to suspect that the patient has a fatty liver. And for that reason, the treatment of this is a plant-based diet and losing weight. The patient is already taking fenofibrate, 160 milligrams every day. He denies excessive amount of simple sugar intake. The diabetes has been under control. And the patient doesn't drink any alcohol, and he says that he's avoiding all the fried and fat that he can possibly avoid in the diet. Following over arterial hypertension, with systolic hypertension,
that's it.
Delivered. It was delivered on December
16th. He has to return it because it's broken. So that's what he's trying to do.
So what do you want me to do with this?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll
tell you.
We are going to change the medication, stop the use of the amlodipine, and discontinue the use of the losartan, and we are going to start benazepril in combination with amlodipine, 1040, one tablet per day. Following number, the patient has a history of the dilated cardiomyopathy. It's followed by Dr. Bandari. The patient has been in very stable condition. Following number, overweight, that has been discussed. The hyperuricemia is under control. The patient is going to have an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.